Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. On a Halloween Friday, lots to discuss today. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Good morning. Happy Halloween, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, sometimes it's just about the principalities of the situation. And if you go bald, you can't try to grow hair again if you ain't really fixed that thing.
Once you go home, you can't come back.
You can't come back. Yeah,
once you go on home. Back. No, you cannot do that. Happy Halloween. We're in costume today if you want to check us out on YouTube. A lot to discuss on a very serious and spooky Halloween Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is. You feeling spooky? You going trick-or-treat tonight?
I don't know yet, though. I don't know what Harper wants to do. Because they, last night, because of the weather, didn't go. So I don't, normally, I don't remember or recall too many people in his neighborhood going trick-or-treating on trick-or-treat.
Well, you
got
to get them to a neighborhood to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah,
how was the game last night before we get into
it? It was awesome, man. They had 47, almost 50,000 people at the game. It was a star-studded event. I think everybody in Philadelphia came out. Saw a little bit of everybody. Cam Newton was there. Marshawn Lynch was there. Mm-hmm. Allen Iverson was there. It was like a lot of people there last night.
It seemed like it was an entertaining game. Close game.
Yes, it was.
And DeSean Jackson's
Norfolk
Delaware State
came to play.
Yeah.
They really came to play last night.
Seemed like a great one. And good job by the Link hosting. All right, we got a lot to get into. It's a football Friday. It's a bye week Friday for the Philadelphia Eagles. But you know what else it is, Hugh? It's Trade Rumors Friday here on WIP.
And some rumors got hot and heavy, boy.
Did we get a juicy one yesterday? Let's just listen to it, and then we can react to it and talk through the whole thing. So this is Charles Robinson. This is longtime NFL reporter Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. He was doing an interview about the NFL trade deadline on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Listen to what he said he's hearing about your Philadelphia Eagles.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high-ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett, and how he'd give up like 3 first-round picks for him, which, you know, if it's coming for the Eagles, those are 3 late firsts, so it's like even arguable. When you get through the draft process, you know, how many first-round grades do you really have? Maybe you have between 14 and 18 in a typical year. And that means that if you're drafting in the late 20s, early 30s, you're not even getting a player that's really considered on your board. Unless you're lucky, you're not getting a player that maybe you have a first round grade on. But yeah, so that's kind of like this rumor that's out there that, hey, like Howie would really love a shot at him.
All right, let's unpack it, Hugh. It's out there now. It's similar to what we heard in the offseason, which was the Eagles and Myles Garrett. It was a thing. And I remember when he was at this, remember he was at the on Radio Row in the afternoon show, which was cheering at him and chanting at him, that whole thing.
Yeah. So that was the afternoon show.
That was the afternoon show. And we, you know, he was there, and it was a thing where he was asking for a trade. Ultimately, he re-signed with the Cleveland Browns, and we thought this was off the table. And it's back on the table. But Hugh, we have some things, like we have these things on our show that we adhere to, right? The commandments, the creed, the core values of our show, right?
Yes.
And one of them is new information, new opinions. And I have to start with this. When we had the discussion in March about Myles Garrett and the Philadelphia Eagles, I was on the side of I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give up multiple first-round picks and pay him. And I was concerned that he's getting closer to 30, and the Eagles have young pass rushers. They have to pay Jalen Carter, all this stuff. And you and I were aligned that day. And Hugh, that was then, and this is now. And I look at it now today, and I say, Myles Garrett has not declined an ounce. In fact, he has 10 sacks. He had 5 sacks. Sunday.
He went off.
He is the best defensive player in the sport, still is, and I think he could stay that way for at least a few more years. I look at what the Eagles have, and they have told us now, Hugh, multiple times in multiple ways, they're not happy with their pass rush. I mean, just think about what we've heard the last few months. They tried to trade for Micah Parsons. They made a big offer for Micah Parsons. It didn't work out. They then go sign Za'Darius Smith. He was here, and then he leaves. They go bring in Brandon Graham. They clearly think they need a boost there, and there's no bigger boost in pro football than getting Myles Garrett. So they're telling us they don't have enough. He's obviously not in any sort of decline close to the age of 30. And I look at it like this. The Eagles are already a damn good football team that's coming off a Super Bowl. I believe if they acquire Myles Garrett now, it is the key and the linchpin to a dynasty. I'm not kidding. If they get Myles Garrett now, I believe we are talking about a team that will win the NFC and get back to the Super Bowl again and have a real chance to win a second straight Super Bowl. Everything else is in place. And I look at the NFC, and the only thing I think that could trip them up is they're going to have to go through a lot of good offenses and quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And this defense this year has not been as great. And I look at what they have on the other side. And I look at what Myles Garrett could bring. Jared Goff's a heck of a quarterback. But you know what he can't do? He can't move. If you pressure him, he's cooked. Jordan Love's really good quarterback. But you know what happened a few weeks ago? The Browns, what Myles Garrett beat them because they pressured Jordan Love all day. Sam Darnold last year. He's good, and he's on the Seahawks now. What happened to him in the first round of the playoffs? He got pressured, and he folded like a cheap suit. The NFC is there for the taking again. Myles Garrett puts the Eagles over the top. And look, 3 first-round picks is a huge price. But would anyone out there listening say you wouldn't trade the next 3 first-round picks for a dynasty? I'm in. Go get Myles Garrett. I believe it takes the Eagles from a Super Bowl champion that will remain a contender to a dynasty over the next 3 years. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Halloween Friday. Hugh Douglas, would you trade 3 first-rounders for Myles Garrett? I mean, I'm hot. I'm super hot for Myles. Are you?
Allow me to unpack this
just
a little bit.
Go ahead.
Because there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate that. It's starting early on Friday. There's a lot that's going through my head when I think about this, the potential
sure.
of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I'm thinking about, Joe, is that when you talk about cap hits and ramifications of getting rid of players and all that other stuff, that kills that conversation for anybody that wants to have it. Especially when we talk about trading different people. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the Cleveland Browns just traded Myles. They just signed Myles.
Sure.
Garrett.
But isn't that their problem? Isn't the cap hits their problem?
Allow me
to finish. Yeah, go ahead.
Because I feel like you think I'm about to disagree with you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're going
to
say.
Okay, well, if you allow me to land, like OG Wade said, allow me to land this plane.
Land the plane.
So it kills that conversation when people like to be feeling, to like to feel secure by saying, well, his cap hit is going to be too much and all this other stuff. Like, that kills that conversation. We are closer to the NBA now than we've ever been before if this rumor is true. Like, that's how I feel. So all those people I like to argue, like, this makes no sense because so-and-so has a no-trade clause or, you know, they just gave him this kind of money. And this, like, that kills that conversation dead at the door. Number two, when you talk about giving up 3 first-round draft picks, Howie's bread and butter over the last few seasons, over the last his tenure since he's been here, has been his ability, whether it's hit or miss, to replenish the ranks when it comes to this football team.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that by getting young stalwart players that play well for him that are under contract. He does a great job of that. So there's that. And then when you talk about getting a guy like Myles Garrett, that kind of that whole defense is a luxury thing, that kind of shifts the power, the balance of power just a little bit.
Oh, sure does.
Yeah, when you sure when does. You get that player, because for all y'all that don't understand, and I said it all the time,
oh boy,
that the biggest reason why I've always said that defense is a luxury, not a necessity, because most of the assets that we've accrued have been on the offensive side of the ball.
That would change that.
That would definitely change that. Not only that, Joe, you give up 3 first-round draft picks, this offense is getting older. This offense is getting older, so that's going to set you.
So are you in?
No, I'm allowed. You said you let me long talk. I'm long talking.
Yeah, but I don't know where you're going with it. I'm impatient. Aliens don't have patience.
I mean, come on.
I wouldn't do it.
You what?
No, I wouldn't do it. Because listen, it's you're setting your franchise back, and you're in a good spot. I feel like you're going to set your franchise back a little bit by giving up 3 first-round draft picks because – your offense is getting older. We don't even have a replacement for Lane Johnson. We don't have a replacement for Lane, correct?
Correct.
A.J. Brown is getting a little longer in the tooth. Our quarterback looks like he's starting to hit his stride as far as being that stalwart MVP elite quarterback. Feels like that's happening. Mm. So if we give up 3 first-round draft picks, that puts us in a position. I mean, and we've drafted well. But we won't be able to be able to get premier talent at potentially that tackle spot.
But the premier talent is Garrett.
That's
it's
a lot.
Myles Garrett.
I mean, I get it. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Three first-round picks is a lot. I don't disagree with you on that. It would be one of the biggest trades in NFL history in terms of compensation. But how many players are worth the kind of we're talking about an all-time player, right? You actually, when we spoke about it last year, were more on the side than I was and just how great he is.
He is.
I think you can make a case that he's going to put up when it's all said and done. I'll just say it this way. I think he has a real chance to break the all-time sack record.
Yeah, because he's in his prime, and he already has like well over 100
100. Last, on Sunday, he surpassed Reggie White for the most sacks ever before the age of 30. We're talking about an all-time player on a team that already has enough to compete anyway. I mean, the Eagles are going to be in the second round probably just by accident.
Yeah.
Right? So then, like, how do they win 3 more games to win another Lombardi? This guy tips the balance in the NFC. I think he tips the balance in the whole NFL if he comes here. And I'm not as afraid as I was in March that maybe age is going to get to him. He doesn't look like it's slowing him down at all. He's still a dominant, dominant football player. And look, what, 33 years ago, the Eagles let Reggie White leave, or Reggie White chose to leave, mm-hmm. and he was coming off of 8 straight double-digit sack seasons. Myles Garrett has 8 straight double-digit sack seasons. I mean, this doesn't have – you don't usually let players like that walk away. You don't usually have the chance to acquire players like that. If the cost is 3 first-round picks to create a dynasty, I'm in. I'm going to get Myles Garrett.
I mean, it's very – I'm not going to lie. It's very intriguing.
And let me just throw this out there quick, and we can unpack the whole thing as we go throughout the show. You mentioned replenish the ranks, draft picks. There's other ways to recoup draft picks. I've said this many times the last few weeks. I don't believe A.J. Brown's going to be an Eagle for much longer, whether that's Tuesday or that is this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to recoup 3 first-round picks for A.J. Brown, but you could recoup some draft picks for A.J. Brown that you put back into the whole thing. I also don't know if they're going to end up paying all the guys we think they're going to pay. So you might say, Myles Garrett's expensive. Well, he's worth the money. I'm not sure the other guys they have here that they're going to pay in the next few years are worth the money. 215-592-9494. Let's have the conversation. According to Charles Robinson of Yahoo, longtime NFL reporter, the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett. Kyle, what are you thinking as we're back here with the Myles Garrett trade rumors?
Well, howdy, partners, first of all. Happy Halloween.
Howdy.
Yep. I'm very disappointed in Hugh. Appalled. Actually,
it's really because you used to be a pass rusher.
No, you know what? Because and I apologize to everybody because I'm thinking logically in a world where this is illogical. Because when you think about
illogical.
This,
it's not.
Well, a little bit because when you think about it, it's like it's a lot of whys for me, and there's a lot of boxes that it's a lot of whys and okay, now what type situation for me?
I got a why.
Why?
We can go back to back.
That's it.
It's right hard to go back to back.
Go back to back.
It would be easier to go back to back with Myles Garrett.
I would trade my entire draft this year for Myles Garrett. I don't care. I would do whatever
now
it takes.
We're talking.
I got news for you, fellas. With this whole draft picks thing, you know who already is the second youngest team in the NFL?
The Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, at a certain point, it's like, you know, Or are we going to start just trying to go all in on this window? Or are we just going to keep trying to build for the future, build for the future? Like, just go get Myles Garrett. You could argue.
It would be nice to go back-to-back, though.
Imagine Hugh. Santa Clara?
Myles Garrett's 29, by the way. He has 10 sacks this season. Just had 5 in the last game. You could argue he's not only the best defensive player in the NFL, you could argue he's the best player in the NFL.
I agree. You could now, if they voted right now the way they do in the offseason, he might be the best player
and
in the league.
And you want to put him on the defending Super Bowl champions. I don't care about the money. Howie, you'll figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we get there with all the other guys. Go get Myles Garrett. I'm so hot for Myles Garrett, fellas. So hot.
I've never been hotter.
You guys are ridiculous. where you getting the money from, though? Because now, like, one of my biggest stances about this last year was the Jalen Carter effect.
Okay, you want to address the elephant in the room?
Let's go.
Okay, so when we had this discussion in March and we kind of projected forward, right? And I think you and I were on the same page that day. We had the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, how do you do this, right? Because soon, Jalen Carter's going to cost $40 million. We know A.J. Brown costs $30 million. That's $70 million, right?
Yes.
Are we sure either of those guys are going to get paid that much money by this franchise next season? I'm not.
That's a good question.
So A.J.'s money could be off the books if he's gone after this season. And let's address it. We've kind of danced around it. There's no way on God's green earth right now I would pay Jalen Carter $40-plus million a year. You have an extra year before you have to pay him. You could delay that decision. I don't think he's played up to that level. I mean, Hugh, I don't know what the Eagles think about all this, but perhaps they've watched Jalen Carter not be in great shape, according to Vic Fangio, get thrown out of a game, have shoulder injury, wrist injury, not dominate this season, and perhaps they're saying, you know, I wonder if over the next 3 years, $40 million to Myles Garrett is a better way to spend money than paying it to Jalen Carter. I mean, they may have changed their mind on Carter.
I don't know. Now, Jordan Davis has had a pretty decent season. He's had a quiet one because he's been out there just doing his work.
Sure.
And he's, you know, I in his situation, the more we don't say about him, the better it is for him.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't know how this defense looks without Jalen Carter in the middle. And I think he's an integral part of this defense.
But he could be here. They don't have to do anything to his contract for another 2 years.
We're talking about the back-to-back. But, again, moving forward, I know the guy that's going to benefit tremendously from this is Myles Garrett. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Cleveland's primarily in a 4-3 defense. So that changes our defense.
Dude, Myles Garrett is going to be just fine.
Well, they're probably going to stand up. You know what? Like, to be honest, if he's here, he's big enough. They'll probably put him at that D-tackle spot with / defensive end and modify the defense a little bit. But, again, the defense is going to change.
Yeah,
it's going to change.
Sell you on this. Kyle brought up that he already has 10 sacks this season.
No, I mean, I get it, fellas, but to me, I get it, but to me, I'm steeped in logic with this, and that's where I'm kind of stuck because it makes no sense.
You should have brought a calculator in today instead of your outfit here.
I know. I should have brought. It I mean,
so can I throw some math at you because you're a lot of math you're throwing at us today with salary cap. Myles Garrett has 10 sacks. Our edge rush group. Combined,
you don't have to.
They have 4.5, and guess what? 1.5 of those retired 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you don't have to remind.
They have 3 sacks from the edge guys on the roster right now. Come on, it's a lot, but this player's worth it. And again, don't you want to have a dynasty?
I wouldn't mind having a dynasty.
I don't think he wants to go back to back.
You don't want to go back to back.
I wouldn't mind going back to back. It's hard.
But you don't want to go back to back.
I don't think realistically. I don't think this is. Is gonna happen.
Well, I don't care about that. I want Howie to do it.
No,
where do you think we are right now?
No, I know.
Have you seen the way we're dressed today?
Hey, listen, we're dressed up in costumes trying to be serious and have a serious radio show.
This is very serious.
I picked the wrong day to be a professional.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
You got pencil pusher Douglas over here.
I can't believe that you used to be a pass rusher.
This is ridiculous.
This guy's the best pass rusher in the sport.
Like, now, listen, because I heard it last night, and I was like, no way. And then you start looking at different media outlets, and everybody's talking about it. And now this is where I'm, like, trying to be steeped in reality.
Stop.
That's why – yeah, I know. But I can't help it. I can't help it.
Are there ramifications? Sure. Will it change the draft the next year? Sure. Money? Sure. Does it mean Jalen Carter might not be here in 2 years? Sure. I don't care.
Dude, Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett on the same line, we may never give up a yard again.
It would be
– okay.
I mean, just now, think about it.
Think
about this. Think about the Super Bowl this year. And whether it's Mahomes again
or
Josh Allen again. Think about it. All right, 215.
Nobody will ever score on us ever again.
592.
Not even a yard.
They wouldn't even get in the red zone. 215-592-9494. Would you trade 3 first-round picks to go get Myles Garrett? I'm in. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Chris!
Happy Halloween, man.
Happy Halloween, Chris.
Hey, great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Great seeing you guys yesterday.
Definitely great seeing
you. You too, Chris.
Yeah. Hugh, I got one of those pictures. Your face says 1,000 words. You look so angry when I gave you that bowl of candy.
I wasn't angry. I just know that the kids aren't going
to
see it.
Just put it out for the kids tonight. Mm. Come on.
No excuses now, Douglas. No excuses, Douglas.
Let me get my hair right.
Yeah. Guys, let's address this. This is a phenomenal topic for a Friday, especially on a bye week. I mean, the gift that the NFL gave to us. The negative impact that is he does turn 30 at the end of December, and you're talking about a 4-year contract that's over $200 million. But, guys, it's all about the back-to-back. That's the most important thing here. It's Eagles history for us. This is franchise history. So, yes, I'm all in. Go get Garrett. I'll trade the 3 first-round picks without even batting an eye at it, and I'll even send Uber Hugh Douglas to go pick him up, drive him.
Yeah. Which
I'm all in.
Listen, guys, Chris, I think what you said there is the key to it. It's about this year and I mean, they could win the next 2 if they get Myles Garrett. I mean, it's not unreasonable to think this thing is a real legitimate dynasty, Chris, if they get this guy.
Joe, you said it. I was thinking it because if you look at his track record, this is the Reggie White. This is a current day Reggie White.
It is.
Don't pass on that guy. You go get him. And you know what? You guys hit the nail right on the head with this. the cap has got to be solved later. Well, you know what? Hey, next year maybe we keep Jordan Davis, who's going to be cheaper. But you know what? How do we manipulate the cap? How he's going to do that? But how do we recover the draft picks? You trade Jalen Carter. You're going to get at least a one for him, one, if not possibly more. You know what? Trade him. I would, in a heartbeat, take Myles Garrett and his contract over Jalen Carter.
Without question. It's without question. And Chris, great phone call. And before the year started, I think it was fair to say, hey, how much more does Myles have left? Meanwhile, Jalen Carter is a younger player.
Yes.
But the way they've played this year, you if I didn't know their ages, I would have said, well, Myles Garrett's the 24-year-old, and Jalen Carter's the 29-year-old, starting to have some injuries and out of shape and not the same. I mean, one guy looks like the best defensive player. Again, let's make sure people don't confuse people. We're not trading away Jalen Carter to get Myles Garrett. But It is fair to bring up, because this is what always was. How do you pay everyone?
The financial.
Right, as time goes on.
Because what is Myles make, like $200 million?
I think he got a little bit over $40 million per year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you're looking at that and the potential. You got Quinyon that's probably going to be looking at a deal real soon. Mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean.
Sure.
Like the point is that the defense is a luxury, not a necessity thing. That is going to flip faster.
It will. And I think when this first came up, it was fair to point out all these guys they have to pay. I'm just saying, as I do the math, as I'm the pencil pusher in this instance, I don't know if the money they've allocated to AJ for the next few years or Jalen Carter are actually going to be what they pay them. I mean, I would if I had a guess right now, there's no way they're comfortable paying Jalen Carter $40-plus million, and there's no way that with the way the situation has gone, the AJ thing's going to stay the same. I think they have more money to play with than we think. And you know what? That's for down the line. Just get Garrett on this team and win this Super Bowl.
Yeah, but the thing is, again,
Hugh doesn't want to go back to back. I do
want to go back to back, but the reality of it is this. This is an offensive league. And as we saw last night when Lamar Jackson was back on the field, you got to score points. You have to score points.
Sure, but we're not going to add more offense, right?
The point is that it's driven by the offensive players. That's why the team was built the way that it was built. Now, granted, the offensive weapons that we have haven't paid the dividends that we've wanted, but they've helped put us in position to be as successful as we are.
But they've won it. They won it with defense.
But here's the thing. The defense didn't cost you as much. Your offense was your bread and butter.
Yeah.
And if you look around the league, that's what every team is striving for.
Look,
more offensive firepower.
I understand that. There's a very clear, it's clear to me, way to win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's had him a good season. Two times in the five years he's been the quarterback, they've had a top 5-10 defense. They've gotten to the Super Bowl. A couple years, they did not, and they didn't get close to the Super Bowl. It's as simple as that for me. If Jalen Hurts will do enough to win if the defense is top tier. And with Myles Garrett, I think it could be top tier. 215-592-9494. Rumor has it, the Eagles are hot for Myles Garrett. I'm hot for Myles Garrett, too. I'm actually kind of hot in this alien costume. But we are dressed up today. We got Woody. We got Big Worm. We got an alien. Would you do it? Three first-round picks for Myles Garrett. Your call's coming up. Plus, former GM Mike Mayock yesterday and the possibility of it actually happening. We'll let you hear that next. Your phone calls on a Football Friday, a Myles Garrett trade rumor Friday, midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You a Monster Mash guy, Hugh?
This song used to be banging back in the day.
Banging back in the day. Still is.
Boy, yeah, I guess tonight it will be. Tonight's going to be, what is it? Tonight's going to be all the provocative outfits that the grown folks going to wear tonight when they go out somewhere.
Yeah, see, I don't live in that world.
Yeah.
I walk around with kids in the neighborhood.
It's going to be a whole lot of cat suits and faux leather. Some of you, never mind.
This is a family show here. What are you about to say?
No, I'm about to say some of y'all need to not wear the outfits that y'all going to probably
Are you speaking
tonight.
To me?
No, I'm just saying. There are some people.
I have an alien outfit on.
No, I'm just saying there are some people that are going to wear outfits tonight, and they're not okay. Never mind.
Can I go to the brewery like this?
You can. You're good.
Absolutely.
But you know, there's going to be a few folks that be like, that probably wasn't a good outfit.
So is brewery the move on Halloween night for you?
A brewery? That's what you want?
Yeah.
It seems like
I'm at the stage of life. I just walk around the neighborhood with the can.
Yeah. Well, I don't have kids. You know.
Yeah. I know. I get it. You trick or treating like that might cause a little.
Oh yeah. I'm not trick or treating. Just going to have some beers.
Hugh, you got to put the candy out. I just keep saying it every segment until you agree. I'm more invested in you putting the candy out for the kids tonight than getting you to agree on the Myles Garrett thing. I mean, you're a lost cause, obviously, when it comes to defense stuff. I mean, I would, Hugh, you know what you could do for everyone today? You could make us forget the defense, a luxury, not a necessity take, which I think deep down, Kyle, this is rooted in that.
Oh, he knows it's dying.
Because
oh,
no, if they get Myles Garrett and they pay three first-round picks, it's your take is dead.
No. Well, my point is still valid because, and this is the truth. Like, out of the top five defenses in the NFL right now, two of them have losing records, and one of them is the Cleveland Browns.
But three have winning records.
But the point I'm making is this. Number one defense has a losing record.
Who would that be?
In the Houston Texans.
Okay.
And
but what are you basing that, points or yards?
I just did total defense. Total defense.
I guess
total
that's defense. Yards.
Yeah, so my point is this, that this is an offensive league. And that's what's driving this team. And to my other point is, one of the other team that's in the top five, their best player had five sacks, and it didn't help them at all win the game.
Totally. But Myles Garrett here makes bigger
difference.
It's
a big difference, but I understand him in this different defense would be a huge difference maker.
Yes.
But the bottom line is this. This is an offensive league. And if you take those three draft picks away, those three first-round draft picks away, you are potentially handicapping your offense.
So we've had a lot of conversation about this last year. I just think it's a great team league. Mm-hmm. How you get to be great is up to you, right? Like, you could put it all on the offense and be a team that has all offense and a little defense. You could have 50-50. I don't view it as you have to have a great offense to win. You need to have a great team. Like, you need
but
a defense too.
That's how they view it.
Well, I don't know if they do anymore. Here's what we do know, right? So let's just go off of the rumors that have been out there. And these are these aren't just like some guy, right? This is Charles Roberts has covered the NFL for a long time. And then, of course, the last time we heard about this was Jay Glazer, right? When it came to the Micah Parsons rumor. What of the rumors we've heard over the last 3 months, Hugh, that they offered a ton for Micah Parsons, and now they are super hot for Myles Garrett? So I don't know if the Eagles view it as it's an offensive league anymore. I think they view it as they need a pass rusher. Mike Mayock, we know he's evaluated talent for a long time and used to run a team with the Oakland Raiders. He was on with the afternoon show yesterday. Here was his take on the Myles Garrett situation and how realistic this might be.
I think every time a big name guy comes up for trade at the trade deadline, potentially in the rumor mill, somebody's going to assign him to the Eagles. Okay? That's just because how he's so active. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the media mill is going to push people at the Eagles every year. Does he make sense for the Eagles and or for Cleveland to move? The devil's in the details. And, the Eagles would have to figure out a way to get that done, both with the compensation and the salary cap. And also Cleveland would have to get it done. If you're Andrew Berry, their GM, You got to find a way. All that money they just paid him is going to accelerate into dead cap space immediately. So, does it even make sense for Cleveland? They already have two first round picks this year, by the way, right? So, I get a kick out of all the stuff that gets thrown around. I would say the odds of that happening are less than 5%. Mm-hmm. Maybe less than 1%.
Mike Mayock raining our parade here.
And see, here's the thing. And that's why, I don't get me wrong, I would love to have Myles Garrett here.
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, Kyle and I ordered the guy's jersey.
Because I'm steeped in logic on this one. And to Mike's point, like, I'm not going to get into minutiae because I don't understand all that. But he's talking about it. And like he said, the devil's in the details. How does that line up? And what does that look like? Like, the three first-round draft picks, I know people are like, oh, give it to them.
Yeah.
But the money and everything has to line up to make that happen.
Yeah, for me, I think the money is less of a problem than the draft picks.
No, the money's not, but it's the cap ramifications and things of that nature that, like he said, are accelerating.
Yeah, but it would. It would change things. It would change the way the Eagles build their roster in the next couple of years. But sometimes things are worth it. Like, sometimes I think we try to get too logical on this. Like, this reminds me a little bit. Remember,
I agree with that.
3 summers ago, we had the conversation when the Angels were thinking about trading away Shohei Ohtani before he hit free agency.
Mm-hmm.
We had the discussion on this show, should the Phillies, who were trying to win the World Series, trade a lot for the rental that was Shohei Ohtani? I remember people were like, no, you can't do it. Guys, once in a while, there's special players that you just try to get on your football team. Isn't that how Saquon Barkley got here? The Eagles saw an opportunity to get a special talent, and they put him on the football team. This is not a regular player. This is an all-time kind of player who's probably already a Hall of Famer. I'd give up three first-round picks for him. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Happy Halloween, Philadelphia.
Happy Halloween, man. Aaron.
Hugh, if you would allow me to speak for you, I think what he was trying to get out there is that some people tonight are going to think that they look fantastic in their Catwoman outfit or their Spider-Man outfit, when in reality they look like 10 pounds of meat shoved in a 5-pound bag.
I didn't say that.
That's the point that was trying to be made.
Probably better that you said it than you.
So let's look at the elephant in the room right now.
Okay.
Kyle, bravo, my friend. I was absolutely crying for about 5-10. I could not stop laughing. Great costume.
Thank you.
It does fit Kyle. I mean, he fits the profile.
Woody.
Yep.
It is a perfect
big Woody guy
costume for him. And then Joe and Hugh, shame. You guys could have done a lot better with the costumes.
What's wrong with the alien costume I got? And what's wrong with Big Worm over here?
Basically, you basically bought a pajama suit, a onesie.
Yes.
You know, and you stepped into it, you zipped it up and said, I'm in a costume. I mean, there's a lot more other, you know.
That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. And it's very comfortable.
And my costume is deep. It's Friday.
Oh.
It's Friday.
So would you have not worn that this year if Halloween was on a Thursday?
Probably not.
I didn't realize how
if Halloween would have fell on a weekend, I'd have dressed up like the Ghetto Boys that went over y'all head.
With your affinity for Halloween, I would have loved to have seen you in that costume. That, remember the neighbor in Home Alone, the old man?
Old man Marley. Old man, yeah, old man Marley. Yeah, Marley.
I mean, you would have been perfect with a trash can and a rake outside your house. You would have scared the heck out of the kids.
Mm-hmm. He was not quite that old though. That guy was pretty old. So Aaron, you're not training for Myles Garrett. Is that what we're doing here?
You know, I think there's a better chance of Aaron Donald coming out of retirement and wanting to make another Super Bowl run than us getting Myles Garrett. You got to listen to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's
They search in inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You, he is no. Point on. This is a financial thing. It is not a talent thing. Of course, Eagles fans would love nothing more than to have Myles Garrett on this team. But unfortunately, like we built our defense through the draft the last couple of years, you know, the next couple of years, we're going to have to build our offense through the draft because of the cap situation that we're going to be in.
So I understand your point, but I think we're missing something here. Aaron, appreciate the phone call. Are we missing something? Like, in August, before the season started, the Eagles offered the biggest package for Micah Parsons. The Eagles are telling you very clearly they are willing to allocate huge money on the defensive side. Now, we assumed, as a fan base, all offseason, that huge money was going to Jalen Carter. I don't think the Eagles have watched this season and feel the same way. And if I'm Howie Roseman, I'm not, you know what? Here's $200 million, Jalen Carter, with your one sack this season, your one missed game, your shoulder injury, your wrist injury, and generally just unreliable. Like, if I'm the Eagles, I might reallocate that money. And I think if the Cowboys had accepted their Micah Parsons deal, that's where the money would have went. Obviously, the Cowboys said no, and he's in Green Bay now, and they paid him. But if the Eagles traded for him, they were going to hand him $200 million or $180, whatever the hell he got, just like this. I think the Eagles are very comfortable paying a couple of defensive players. It's a matter of who they are. Parsons, they were comfortable doing it with, and I think they'd be willing to dole out the, you know, pay the rest of this contract for Myles Garrett.
I hear you, and this would be great, but I can't see them giving up three first-round drafts.
So that's for me, the picks are the harder swallow than the money.
I would love to have him here because I would love to see him putting in work in Philadelphia. Woo! That would be phenomenal. But the three first-round draft picks for me, it just doesn't feel like that's going to happen. It really, really doesn't.
Sometimes you got to pay for what you want,
though. No, I agree. But that is too rich for a league that has thrived over the years for finding stars every year. Cooper DeJean's, the Quinyon Mitchells, you know, the guys like that. The guys that fall in the draft. Just think about it. Guys that fall in the draft in the first round, we don't have the opportunity to get him for at least three seasons.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that doesn't happen anymore.
So, yes, but there's also other ways to recoup draft picks, right? Like, again, this offseason.
I mean, you can, but where's your capital? Because, like I said, Lane is getting older. Mm-hmm. Lane, Jordan, he's not having a great season, not looking to replace him. But you have to replenish those offensive lineman ranks. And one of the biggest issues that we've had this season is offensive lineman depth. You know, and now you're talking about potentially giving away three first-round draft picks, and we're kind of handicapping the future of the franchise.
So I guess really when you kind of work through this, what matters more right now, the next five or the next one and a half, right? Like this one and next year.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It would change the next 5 years. It would change. First round picks are super valuable commodities to you, and the 2030 Eagles may suffer. Because if they gave away three straight first-round picks, I mean, that would hurt any franchise. But the 2025 and 26 Eagles may win three straight Super Bowls. Like, I can't get into Jeff and Howie's heads. They've already won two Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
They've
in 10 years.
Right, so maybe when you think about your goals as an organization, there's not many franchises in the course of the whole league that have ever had that dynasty word next to them, right? You go to the Packers with Lombardi. You can go to the Steelers. You could go to the 49ers, Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs. It's a select group. Like, the Eagles have already gone from the time around when you got here, Hugh, from a bad franchise to a very good one. But to go to from a good one to a great one to a dynasty, it might be worth it.
And you're making a compelling argument, no question about it, Joe. But I think about – when I think about – what the Eagles are potentially going to give up, immediately the Dallas Cowboys come to mind. Now, they're playing well now, but they've been mediocre for about, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I might.
30.
About 30. Yeah. Okay, did we go in there? Because I was trying to be nice. About 20 years, though, right?
It's been 30.
And we're talking about they went from the pinnacle of the National Football League to pop, and we're trying to figure out what Jerry's, you know, what he's doing or how he's building this team. And the Eagles, on the other hand, have sustainability on their side. Now, they've only won since Jeffrey's been here. They've been to 3 Super Bowls, right? Since Jeffrey's been the owner of the Philadelphia. Oh, I'm sorry, because they lost 2.
Right, 04, 17, yeah, 22, 24.
They've been to 4. But the bigger picture to me is, and the bigger thing to me is, the whole time that he's been here, he's been relevant. Like, that's huge. This team has grown, and they've become more and more relevant every year. Mm-hmm. I think, and that to me comes from having good draft picks and sustainability as far as winning football games. The Dallas Cowboys don't have that. Now, it's almost one of those things where you look at it and the pie in the sky looks great, but what does that mean for your next 5 years?
I have 5 words for you worry about the next 5 years. Scared money,
don't make money.
I mean, that's it. See, you're playing with scared money over there.
Hey, when you're playing, my money's like playing with my emotions.
Listen, I mean, that you are
the definition of scared money, don't make money. I get it, and you're right. To a certain extent, you're right. You're right. Scared money don't make money. But I'm more afraid of being mediocre.
So
you're afraid already.
I mean, terrified. And I'm going to say something that I think most people may not like to hear. But Kyle's brought this up in recent weeks or months when we've had these discussions. When we say 3 first-round picks, we think 3 hits, right? Like, that's the best-case scenario.
Yeah, we do.
There's a real chance if we keep the picks and don't get Miles Garrett.
Three swings.
Right. So there's a real chance that one or two of those guys are busts.
Totally agree.
So, like, we look at it as what we could do with that asset could be great. Also, the reality is one or two is probably going to be a bust anyway.
And by the way, your draft doesn't start and end with your first-round pick.
It does not.
Cooper DeJean was a 2nd. Jalen Hunt was a 3rd. Like,
Jordan Mailata was a 7th.
Yeah, like, the fact that we've been able to hit on some of these later-round draft picks, like, that's not your only shot.
No, it's not your only shot.
And I would still trade my entire draft for Myles Garrett this year.
Listen, let's go get the guy. Come on, Jamal in Philly's up on WIP. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? What's up, Hugh? What's up, Kyle?
Good morning, Jamal. What are you thinking?
Good morning. I definitely would do it, but I would try to get on back. Like, A.J. Brown, you could probably get something for him. What's up, Tanner McKee? So you're kind of giving the money back with A.J. Brown. And I'll do it. Like, I'll do it, but I'll try to work on getting them back. And y'all just made another good point, too, about, you know, we scored, like, in the 2nd round, the 3rd round, and even 7th round with our picks, too. And I feel like Myles Garrett, you're getting 2 players, meaning they got to double-team them. So it's like, you know, you got Jalen Carter getting double-teamed, him getting double-teamed, and them still, you know, doing damage. So I definitely would do it.
Yeah, and Jamal, it's a great point on the impact Garrett could have, because and good phone call, man. Hugh, I'm concerned about the secondary, the second corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said the last few weeks that to me that is the bigger need. But there's not a Deion Sanders out there to go get, right?
Nah.
There's not a Hall of Fame corner that's probably available and in his prime. There's a Hall of Fame pass rusher. So, I mean, if they get Myles Garrett and they have Jalen Carter and they rev him up over the course of the season, Nolan Smith comes back, I think you can get away with a weakness at outside corner because those guys could get to the quarterback so quickly, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, he's definitely a factor.
Yeah.
There's no doubting that. But when you look – and the flip side, I know we don't care about Cleveland. We don't care about Cleveland.
Don't care about Cleveland
at all. We don't
care
about Cleveland, but
– come on.
I care about Cleveland in this sense. It makes no sense for them – Myles Garrett went on this whole tour to get out of Cleveland, and they paid the man. And then all of a sudden, and I know they're a bad team,
bad,
and all of a sudden,
bad.
They trade away the face of their franchise, because that's what we're talking about.
Well, but are they ever going to compete while he's in his prime?
No.
Right, so then.
And he knows that,
and they
he still
know
took the money.
Yeah. Well, that you said earlier, it's like an NBA thing. This is like, I think Dame Lillard did that, right? I want to leave. Oh, give me my money. Oh, I still want to.
Yeah,
like,
he took the money.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
I don't. That's why, to me, I'm not saying that this rumor doesn't have legs, but it makes no sense. It really makes no sense.
See, I think it does if everyone just puts their guard down for a second. Like, mm-hmm. I know he's the face of their franchise that just paid him, so it's embarrassing to have to move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles, the three first-round picks is an enormous payment. But, like, the Eagles are this close to a dynasty. The Browns are irrelevant with that kind of player. I think if everyone just drops the act with these two. Mm-hmm. And look, Andrew Berry used to work here. Him and Howie have a great relationship. They work together. I mean, it may just be like a, hey, man, he makes more sense here. You could use the draft picks more than us. Let's just do it.
The Browns just got mauled, and he had five sacks in the game.
Five. They lost by, like, what, 19 points?
Drop the act.
I mean, they have no chance. They have no chance with them.
Drop the act is crazy.
Just trade him here. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Alien Hugh? I got Debo Hugh. I mean, Debo Douglas. And Super Woody over there, Kyle.
What's up, man?
Woody's crazy.
I've seen these costumes, and y'all killed me. But honestly, I think that, like, how many first, like, draft picks do we have this year for 2026? Like, double digits?
It was that, Matt. Like, I mean, they traded away a couple to get, like, Mechie and to get Tank Bigsby, but I think it's still probably around 9 draft picks. They still have a lot.
Okay. So, I mean, that's still a lot. We know and trust Howie's hand when it comes to drafting. So he can make something shape in later rounds. We already see that come to fruition. I think that we need to just throw the whole house to sink and Hugh Douglas at him too. Because, I mean, they can keep Hugh in that wig they got from his auntie.
Yes.
We need to get Miles Garrett.
I feel.
I mean, what
are
we talking about?
Matt, I feel the hate.
No, you know what feels the hate? That wig. It also feels the hate from them lights. You understand me? It's probably burning. Check the fire extinguisher. Listen, all I'm saying, y'all, on this Halloween Friday, y'all scare me like the front office in these stories. You scare me. Like, I think how are we going to do it? If they want to do it, we got it. Everybody's so quick to give up A.J. Brown, but I think that, honestly, it's nothing but reshaking the numbers and giving people restructuring contracts. Jalen's such a good person. You're getting paid $50 million. He can take a restructured contract bonus signing deal and they free up $20 million on the books. Like, he can definitely go in there and be Dexter's Laboratory with the numbers, is whether or not they actually want to give him up.
Matt, because that's a great point.
He said Dexter's Laboratory. Yeah. You can hear that's the old school.
It's a great,
right,
it's a great point on the Jalen
like
contract, Matt.
Yeah. See, Matt, that's
a good phone call, Matt. He brought up a really good point on the Jalen thing, right? So we're talking about numbers and money. What do the top quarterbacks do every couple years?
They restructure.
Restructure. When Mahomes signed his deal, it was like 10 years or 12 years, right? It was a lot of money, but they built in every few years, they move money around. They give them kind of the money up front because they know they're going to keep them anyway and push the money to the back, and it frees up more room for them to pay other guys. If Jalen keeps playing well and his future here is secure, right? They're not questioning if they're going to need to get another quarterback. If Jalen plays well and stays healthy, he's at the point of his career where he could do that, where they can move money back, give him a bonus up front, create some extra cap space here. The one thing I'm not worried about is the money. Howie will make the money work. 3 first-round picks is a huge amount. I understand that. We all do. But we're talking about a player that you can compare with a straight face to Reggie White. He has the most sacks ever before the age of 30 in the history of the NFL. He just had, again, I'm gonna read this stat again because it almost feels made up. The Eagles' edge rushers halfway through this season have 4.5 sacks. When you remove the 1.5 from Za'Darius Smith, who retired, they have 3 sacks from edge guys on the active roster. Miles Garrett has 10 by himself. We're hot for Miles Garrett. At least I am. Kyle is. Hugh Douglas over here put his logic cap on today. I mean, on a Friday, dressed like that, you're being logical. Have you thought about it? You're being logical here.
On a Friday, dressed like that is crazy.
I mean, well, look at us. I'm an alien.
No. But to your point.
Big worm over here.
Big worm. No, to your point, though, Joe.
And Woody.
It doesn't line up.
It does, though.
It lines up so well.
It lines up for you two.
Get back to back. We're trying to go back to back.
I mean, we're trying to go, and we still are in great position to go back to back.
I don't think he wants to go back to back.
I do want to go back to back.
I don't think he thinks
he can. You know how hard it is to go back to back?
It's a lot easier for me.
I mean, it is, but I don't see this happening.
I'm 30, man.
Pie in the sky.
I got plenty of time to go back.
Pie in the sky. pie in the sky. Miles, it would be great, though. I would love to see.
Sometimes you need a boost to go back to back. Miles Garrett's the boost.
That's the shameless blue chew.
There it is. 215-592-9494. All right. Your calls on this. Would you give up 3 first-round picks for Miles Garrett? I would do it. Kyle would. Hugh Douglas put his logic cap on and doesn't want to give up 3 first-round picks. All right. This is now the second time the Eagles have been rumored to pursue a big-money pass rusher. What does that say about their future plans? Let's unpack this here. What kind of the elephant in the room of this? We'll unpack it, what it means, what they're trying to tell us here. Yeah, that's why we got the elephant. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.